This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. American telecommunications firms have been building the information superhighway at a frantic pace, but in the process, they've torn up a lot of asphalt. Work crews laying cable for high-speed internet connections have been digging up city streets, adding time and turmoil to daily commutes. Some cities have come up with strategies for keeping the disruptions to a minimum, but in other places, road work has sparked citizen revolts. We have two reports, starting with NPR's Larry Abramson in Washington, D.C.
Residents of Washington have a lot to complain about, but earlier this year, they focused like a laser beam on a maze of trenches that began to dissect local roads. Residents fumed as streets were dug up by one telecom company, filled in, and then torn up again to lay more cable. Local newscasts led with the story night after night.
The mayor says he's lost patience with utility crews digging trenches. So starting at 5 this evening, he imposed a two-week moratorium on all trench digging in city streets. The mayor's been under increasing
pressure. That moratorium is over. Telecom and utility companies are back at work, but city officials are struggling to keep that work from bothering commuters. City officials hope a new computerized record system will allow them to coordinate trench digging among different firms. It can be a challenge getting competitors to work together, but the new transportation chief, Dan Tangerlini, says the city is finally learning it has some leverage here.
We've come to realize that this is our asset, or we're stewards of it. And so while they don't have an incentive to share information, we have something they want, and that's access to this asset.
The city is also just starting to charge fees for the right to tear up streets. Rates will start out low compared to other jurisdictions, though the city council wants to charge much more. Washington could overplay its hand here and scare companies away. John Winhausen of the Association for Local Telecommunication Services says some cities are clearly trying to take advantage of firms that are offering an essential service.
The fees can be a nightmare. The fees that the cities charge can determine whether a company goes in to build in that city or not. Some of the cities charge just outrageous franchise fees, taxes. Oftentimes they want a percentage of the revenues that the companies earn.
And a city like Washington, D.C., which has been suffering from urban flight for decades, can't afford to scare away companies trying to develop the internet infrastructure. Washington officials took a lot of heat for the construction mess that infuriated drivers earlier this year, but you can see just how difficult it is to balance all these competing interests if you stand right in front of NPR's headquarters. Like the scene of an archaeological dig, upstart telecom companies and the local power company, Pepco, are layered on top of one another. Jim Wills is president of Flippo Construction, which at last is able to lay down a permanent repair over this much-excavated crossing.
That's a telecom company called Level 3. We got Pepco, and in here is another telecom company, Aspire. So right in this one corner of one intersection is three different companies doing new work.
This one road repair lies within blocks of some major construction, a huge convention center and a new downtown shopping mall. All these businesses will need sewer and water and power lines, and many will also want high-speed internet connections. If the city wants to keep growing and attracting businesses, it'll have to find a way to grow the internet infrastructure without tearing up the streets any more than necessary. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington, D.C.